Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Eureka police officers responded to a hit-and-run call in the 4200 block of Broadway yesterday afternoon after witnesses reported a red station wagon had just hit two cars and left the scene. It was later discovered that the same vehicle had also hit two other cars and a motorcycle in the Bayshore Mall parking lot. And when an officer spotted the suspect vehicle driven by 34-year-old Bayside resident Ryan Engelbreston, he attempted to pull the car over. Engelbreston sped off instead, and despite a flat tire, he reached speeds of upwards of 70 miles an hour on Broadway at Del Norte, and then Engelbreston collided with a stopped vehicle near Grant Street. The officer reported that when Engelbreston got out of his vehicle, he was holding an open beer and refused to obey instructions. Engelbreston then allegedly pulled a pocket knife, and the officer tackled him, and the two struggled before Engelbreston was subdued and placed under arrest. He was transported to the hospital for a medical clearance before being booked into jail on several charges, including felony evasion, assault on a peace officer resisting arrest, and driving under the influence. Sheriff's deputies responded to a domestic disturbance call on Union Street in Eureka yesterday afternoon, and when they reached the scene, they arrested 76-year-old Ted Lewis. A witness and the victim told deputies that Lewis had pushed his wife to the ground twice during the dispute and then grabbed a double-headed axe and took a swing at her, but she dodged the blow. Lewis then went after his wife's car and caused severe damage after smashing it with the axe. At one point, the witness intervened and punched Lewis in the chest before deputies reached the scene. Lewis was arrested and booked into county jail on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon and domestic violence. The Eureka Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating three people suspected of using stolen credit cards at Target on April 17th. The purchases were made in the afternoon on the 17th from 1 until 4. Police are searching for an adult female in her 20s with long hair that she was wearing tied on top of her head. She was also wearing a purple tie-dye jacket. The other two suspects are adult males, one with a dark mustache and goatee who was wearing baggy jeans and a gray sweatshirt over a red shirt. The other male was wearing long red shorts, a long white t-shirt, blue jacket, and a brown and white baseball cap. The three were seen leaving the scene in a dark four-door sedan. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. The Humboldt Bay Harbor Recreation and Conservation District will host the Humboldt Bay Symposium beginning tomorrow morning and continuing on Friday. Attendees can attend lectures dealing with coastal protection, harbor issues, including dredging and the use for dredged material, as well as conservation efforts, and how to get information about the possibility of debris from the tsunami in Japan washing up on our shores. On Friday, aquaculture and aquabusiness will take center stage with presentations on expanding oyster production, business opportunities on the bay, and how the redevelopment of the Eureka waterfront has affected the bay. For more information, check the website humboldtbay.org. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. A bill authored by Assemblyman Wes Chesbrough has passed the Water Parks and Wildlife Committee and picked up three co-sponsors along the way. The bill would give law enforcement agencies more tools in investigating and prosecuting those who use public lands for the cultivation of marijuana or the production of other illegal drugs like methamphetamine. The bill focuses on pollution and the diversion of water. That have significant impacts on the environment, and Chesbrough said in a statement that the bill has been amended since it passed from another committee last week, and that it remains a work in progress as more stakeholders with interest in logging, fishing, and recreation voice their recommendations. The bill, AB 2284, will now head to the Assembly Appropriations Committee for its consideration. And Congressman Mike Thompson has co-authored a bill, the Small Business Tax Simplification Act, that would allow businesses with up to $10 million in gross receipts to be eligible for a simplified tax filing method with the IRS. Currently, only businesses with up to $5 million in gross receipts can use a cash basis form of accounting when filing their taxes, and it offers an advantage to the business because it offers more flexibility in tax planning and more accurately reflects the way a business collects income and claims deductions. Thompson said it in a release that expanding cash accounting for small businesses will allow them to focus on what they do best, growing their business, and not on complicating accounting practices. The bill is co-authored by Congressman Rick Berg of North Dakota. And that's your news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.